Jai Baba, I'm Rusbe Barucha speaking on what does it mean to accept your lot?
A lot of people have asked this question about what does it mean to accept your lot. I think in spirituality, the most important foundation, the pillar of spirituality, which goes beyond prayers, which goes beyond karma, which goes beyond anything, is how an individual accepts his or her lot gracefully. No matter the amount of time you spend in prayer, no matter the amount of time you spend in good deeds, charity, karma is karma, and karma leaves nobody. Baba, many times in channeling, has said that karma ki bhatti se Shri Ram bhi na bach sake, which means even Shri Ram, Lord Rama, could not escape the clutches of karma. So karma is going to be with us in this life, in this body, in the next life, in the astral body, in the causal body. Karma is not going to leave us. Now, many people are of the belief that if they pray, they do noble deeds, they indulge in charity, that's good enough reason for them to go beyond karma. Many people think that. Many people of the opinion that, you know, I say my prayers, I help people a lot, I'm a good human being, why am I suffering? Karma and our present way of living have got no interconnection. What is the only thing that we can do is give our very best to each moment, be kind, be genuine, and then leave the rest to the wisdom of the Master. And you leave the rest to the wisdom of the Master gracefully. I think that is the meaning of accepting one's lot. It's not seeking anything. It's giving your 100% to each moment and then leaving the rest to the wisdom of the Master. Then now you decide whatever has to embrace me, whatever has to envelope me. Many times Baba has said the greatest prayer is when you pray, you ask for grace to accept one's lot calmly, even joyously. And I know it's difficult. I when you're getting the shit kicked out of you, it's difficult to accept anything gracefully. But nobody has said spirituality is easy. Nobody has said that. Avatar Meher Baba has so often said that God is all merciful, but the path to God is merciless. And I believe that an individual who has come here specifically for spiritual cleansing, to move faster, is going to have innumerable issues in this lifetime. That person's nose is going to be rubbed into the ground, for sure, for sure. Our job is not to question why. Our job is to seek strength and wisdom to go through each agony with grace. I really believe, I truly believe if we can do that, we are walking the path. Don't try and do business with your master. He's a horrendous businessman. Give your best, and that's what we need to do. We need to give our best and leave the rest to the goddess God Guru. We may not agree with what's going on with us. We may not like what's going on with us. But never doubt the Master's wisdom. In every spiritual book, especially the ancient books, it is clearly written that the Master's sole purpose is to cleanse us of all karma. Okay? That is the sole purpose of the Master. Not to give us goodies, not to give us a fancy car, not to give us a job promotion. That's not the Master's portfolio. That is your karmic portfolio. The Master's portfolio is very clear. I shall make my child move higher. I shall make my child move lighter. And the only way out is through karmic cleansing. So, as we walk the spiritual path, it's going to get more and more difficult because karmic cleansing is going to intensify. The only way to go about it is calmly, peacefully, knowing very well that the Master knows best. And I believe that means accepting one's lot gracefully. Okay? Jai Baba.